back.
Jalik Swole, I didn't want to just come by only when you do well. Yeah. You know, I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're just talking shit again, dude. Because my first moto, like, yeah, it wasn't high point, but I showed speed. I was up there for a little bit.
Today could have been really good for you if you would stay off the ground. Today could have been really good.
Really good. But, hey, like, at least people are seeing I have the speed now. You know what I mean? I think nobody's seen that coming, and nobody even had me on their radar. And, you know, on the ground or not, I'm showing good speed, and I'm showing I have the pace. It's just about putting the pieces to the puzzle together at the moment.
Yeah, your starts have been good. Even last week, you know, you ran top five a little bit here and there. Like that should be now your next step. Kind of what you like to be, I would imagine, is like a shitty moto is like a fifth or a sixth.
Yeah, that's realistically where I want to be, and I think I can do that. It just comes with staying off the ground. It's a long 35 minutes when the tracks are as beat as they are. So, yeah, man, I'm honestly, it's on the ground or not, I've just been having fun. Like, rookie season, really. I'm just learning all the new tracks, and I've just haven't had stress on myself. I've just been one to have fun. I know that sounds cliche, but I'm not lying when I say that. Like, I've been having fun and enjoying myself here. So
what do you think of this place here?
I actually really like it. It's just different. It was a lot of learning for me to do, and then even what I was saying to the other guys, like, I was running in the lead for a while and I just fell out of rhythm. Like, the track was just like forming so differently than what it was in this morning. So, like, I was just learning every lap out there, and I mean, it was a blast. Like, the second moto didn't go my way, but, like, I'm so happy. I showed good speed, and I showed that, you know, we have the speed to be back continuously.
It's cool to see you and Sketchy RJ. You guys are cool. It's like running 1-2. You're running up there. Like, that's kind of neat for your morale and the team and everything.
No, yeah, it's sick. We all have the speed, and, like, dude, practice weeks, dude, like, we're going really fast. So, like,
I think it was 1-3-4 in qualifying, or 1-3-5 or something for you three guys.
1-2-4.
That's it. Yeah,
1-2-4. Yeah, I was fourth. So yeah, those two edged me out, but that was only because I messed up a few corners. You know what I mean? Like, I would have been P1.
Oh yeah, really?
Yeah. Like, I'm not even stressed about that. I just messed up a few times, and that was it. But yeah, no, it's been sick. The whole team's been riding good, and yeah, you guys see it. We're coming up.
You've ridden Kroom a ton because you're from down there, but this is different than Kroom, I think. What do you agree?
No, Kroom is after rains, but Kroom is deep sand. Yeah. And I was telling them, dude, it's here, it's deep, but once you hit the bottom, you hit the bottom.
Yeah, there's a base.
Yeah. So as soon as you get through, you know, the top soft, thick stuff, it's like dry, almost like riding clay hard pack. Yep. So, like I said, yeah, it was just, everything was learning. This track is the most unique, I guess I'd say, track I've ever ridden. It's changing all the time, and it's literally different every single lap.
Red Dog was good here.
Red Dog was good here. He sent me a text after the first moto. He was kind of tight. He said I was sitting down too much.
Oh, okay.
Tried to stand up, and then I ended up on the ground. So can you talk to your guy and figure out what was going on?
Terrible advice.
Yeah, literally. Red Dog helps me out all the time. And, yeah, he was trying to give me some tips for out there.
He means well. Just didn't work. Thanks for doing this, man. Good job today anyways. Thanks.
Appreciate it.